to the regular meeting of the Iron County School District Board. To begin with, I will lead us in a prayer, and following that,
Public hearing though first.
Mr. Eddy will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, I did.
Joe?
He changed it.
Well,
sorry.
Our Father in Heaven, we are grateful to be here together as community members this night. We pray for thy guidance and the revelation that we need to be able to lead this school district in the way that it needs to be led. May we always consider the needs of the citizens in this community, and especially the families and the kids, and the futures that we are trying to enable. We are grateful for the many blessings that we do have, and especially the chance to work in this educational field. May we always do as we are directed from thee. We pray for these things in the name of Jesus Christ.
Would everyone please stand and follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will begin with the board compensation presentation by Todd Hess, and then following that, we will have some public comments specifically about board compensation.
Okay, so this is coming to the board and up for this public hearing. Just basically to put what the existing practice is into policy. So we're not changing board compensation in any way here. It is just to make policy so that our insurance companies can make sure that they separate out and have a provision for the board members. So board compensation policy states that each member of the school board, except any student member, will receive an amount not to exceed $4,330 per year, payable semi-monthly, as compensation for their services on the board, and then they will qualify for insurance benefits, medical, dental, life, and the voluntary insurance programs. The same as any full-time certificated employee would qualify there. We'll also compensate or reimburse board members for expenses associated with travel on the board and attendance at various regional, state, or national conventions and conferences, etc. And then the policy actually states that we have to hold this public hearing, which is also in state law, anytime the board wants to increase their compensation. There is a provision in the policy that states that the district will not pay for any travel expenses of spouses or other persons who don't have responsibilities or duties to perform for the board. And student board members, if we eventually have those, we will reimburse them, even though they won't be compensated, but we'll reimburse them for travel and other things that would be required as student members. So that's really it. Again, it's not an increase in compensation. It's not an increase in benefits. Some board members choose to take the benefits. Others choose not to. And the compensation stays at that $4,330 per year. That's all I have on that.
Okay. Thank you for that presentation. We now have time for public comment, specifically about board compensation. So if you'd like to make a comment, you need to come up to the pulpit, state your name, and you'd have 3 minutes to make that comment. All right, seeing no comments, we will move on. onto the regular meeting. Now, the regular